Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and it is June 6th. So, what do we got going here today? Hey, everybody, remember, tomorrow is vote day. So, head on out to your local polling places and make that happen. And remember, if you are a at-home voter like me, make sure you turn that thing in. There's many places all over the county that you could turn it in. In Big Pine, it is at the town hall, but there are places you can go, such as post offices, for instance. You can head down to the courthouse tomorrow and turn it in. There is a lot of places, so get your vote out there. We need it. There's a lot of stuff that could be fixed around California, and I think things need to change a bit if you were to ask me. So, anyway, that's the way I voted, put it that way. I'm not going to say anything else. So what do we got going on? Mammoth Lakes Community Update. The council receives proposal for short rental certified property program. The proposed program creates a more direct link between property owners and the town. All properties will require safety and compliance inspections on a four-year cycle. Property status and contact details to be provided on interactive GIS online map. Program design enhances enforced of quality of life ordinance and compliance with short-term rental requirements, holding property owners accountable. Elements of the program that include town code updates and outreach will, with lodging properties, are underway to finalize the proposed certified property program. The council also receives an update from the Mammoth Community Water District on water resources and restrictions. So due to below average snowpack and analysis of aquifer depletion, the Mammoth Community Water District, or MCWD, Board of Directors has declared a level 3 water supply shortage due to a low snowpack and limited availability of surface water. MCWD is planning for 85% or more of the summer water resources to come from groundwater, adding to potential drawdown of underground water levels. Customers are permitted to only water twice a week during limited times. Even addresses can water Wednesdays and Saturday, and odd addresses are permitted to water Thursday and Sunday. The goal is to achieve a 30% or more reduction in water usage. No new turf or reseeding is allowed, and variances for new planting will not be granted. Exceptions will be made for customers taking advantage of the district's new turf replacement rebate program. Review the MCWD presentation highlights for that. So there is more from the Mammoth Lakes Community Update. You can see that at Eastern Sierra Now.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
So Caltrans has a little thing going on here. It looks like begins today, or began today would be the proper way to say that. Work will begin Monday, June 6th, on the Mono Mills Chip Seal Project in Mono County. The project, which will apply an asphalt rubber chip seal to the existing pavement surface, will help preserve more than 7 miles of State Route 120 east near the town of Vining. The project area will stretch from 0.9 miles east of the Test Station Road to 0.2 miles east of Pilot Springs Road. During construction, one-way traffic control will be implemented with a pilot car guiding vehicles through the project area. Construction crews will be active Monday through Thursday from 7 to 7, and on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Drivers may encounter delays of up to 20 minutes during construction hours. The Mono Mills Chip Seal Project is scheduled for 15 working days, though this could change due to weather, availability of equipment and or materials, construction-related issues, and traffic incidents. We all know how that goes. Caltrans reminds all drivers to be aware of workers in the highway, go slow for the cone zone, and move over whenever possible to give additional clearance. Be safe and be work zone alert. So that's going to be a cool project. That should be great for the Vining guys up there and gals, especially if you're on your way to Monocone. Monocone. So there is some fire restrictions that are going to increase. The Inyo National Forest and Bureau of Land Management Bishop Field Office will be implementing fire restrictions effective on all federal lands under their jurisdiction starting Monday, June 6th. That's today. Seasonal fire restrictions for the Eastern Sierra region are being implemented in close coordination with other state and local county agencies. Due to dry conditions and high fire danger, it is necessary to implement these seasonal fire restrictions, said Bureau of Land Management Field Manager Jeff Starosta. We want to protect our visitors, communities, and natural resources from the risk of wildfire. Please do your part to help us minimize fire potential. The following restrictions will be in place on both agency lands. No campfires, briquettes, charcoal barbecues, or stove fires are allowed outside of agency-provided fire rings or barbecues at designated developed recreation sites. Dispersed campfires such as rock rings will no longer be allowed. No smoking, except within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or in an area of at least 3 feet in diameter barren of all flammable materials. It's going to be the hard one. I've seen so many people just like throw their butt into a sagebrush like an idiot. No welding or operating acetylene or other torch with open flame. No motorized vehicles or tools powered by internal combustion engines off designated roads or trails, such as chainsaws or lawnmowers. Additionally, Bureau of Land Management lands only, no target shooting except with a State of California hunting license and in accordance with California hunting regulations. As always, possessing, discharging, or using fireworks or pyrotechnic devices are prohibited across Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management lands. Additionally, a valid California campfire permit is required whenever you operate a stove or fire on these public lands. There are, however, exemptions to these fire restrictions. Please check each agency's website for their official orders. And the links to the websites are at Eastern Sierra Now, plus some good advice on how to drown out your campfires and to make sure things are safe to use. So come over to Eastern Sierra Now and check that out. It's a bummer, but hey, it's fire season. It's what it is. If we had more water, it'd be fine. You know who takes it? LA. You know, I'm 100%, 2,050% on board with the West Mississippi. And if you don't know what that is, I'm just going to go over it real quick. I've said it before a million times. It's actually, there's documentaries about it on YouTube. This is a big deal. This isn't something I'm making up. It only takes the president to say, let's do this. And the ball rolls, and this can happen. They basically pump out the extra flood water that happens in Mississippi all year long that the government has to pay for to fix homes, fix roads, fix all that. Pump that water into the Colorado River through Lake Powell and Lake Mead, filling Lake Mead, which is dangerously low. I saw a video today on Lake Powell. That is actually 127 feet lower than it was just like 10 years ago. So there is massive mega droughts going on in the West right now, and there is flooding in the Mississippi. So ipso facto, here's the idea. You build, it only takes like 16 pump stations and pipelines, just like DWP has done to us, and you send it on its way. That stuff is all gonna get put right into all of our aquifers here, all of our lakes. If they did it correctly and they told DWP you're not allowed to be completely greedy about this, they could fill Owens Dry Lake back up, Mono Lake would get to where it's supposed to be, all of our land would turn back into lush green farmland instead of desert, and all of the land between the Mississippi and the Rockies could be turned into lush farmland growing food to help the hunger problem. Like, there is a million things good about this idea of running the Mississippi across like that. Why is this not happening? I don't know. If you have a good answer, hit me up at info@easternsierranow.com and tell me why you think that's a stupid idea. But as far as I can tell, I don't see any problem with this whatsoever. We could stop the fire danger almost completely. You know, you don't hear about wildfires around the Mississippi, do you? You know, it's silly. Anyway, is what it is. Let's move on. So, just a quick little shout out for Sierra Classic Theater. Their Shakespeare in the Woods is happening at the end of the month and beginning of July. It's going to be June 29th through July 17th. And it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's two plays this year, just like they did last year. So it'll be every other night. So June 29th would be Measure for Measure. For instance, and then June 30th would be Twelfth Night. So those are the two plays they're playing, Measure for Measure and Twelfth Night. I have seen rehearsals for Measure for Measure, and I'll tell you, it's going to be really, really good. You need to check that out. So 7 p.m. each night, and it is free. but there is a suggested donation of $15. So the pre-show introduction will be at 6 p.m. So they'll have a little bit of like warm-up acts and things like that. There's going to be food. There's going to be drink. All stuff available to purchase there. T-shirts. You know how it is at Sam's Woodside. It's always awesome. They do such a good job. So it's mammothshakes.com if you are interested in learning more about that. And we will have more at Eastern Sierra Now, of course. So that's great. Another play that will be happening towards the end of the month is Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which is actually an encore performance. They did it at multiple places right as in the middle of quarantine, as I recall, but I think they didn't get to do as many performances as they wanted. So this is through Playhouse 395 in Bishop, by the way. So this one will take place. It's only a one-time show, and it's going to happen at the Elks Lodge on June 18th. It looks like it's $15 for the ticket, and you can get your ticket at BPT, as in brownpaperticket.com, or you can just go to the events page, which will actually be way easier. If you go to Eastern Sierra Now, go to the events page, you can click right there, and that's where you can buy your tickets. So that's what's cool about our events page, by the way. If you haven't used it before, all the events of all the places are going to be listed there. We update it daily, so you don't have to go to playhouse395.com, sierraclassictheater.com. Just go to easternsierranow.com, and everything that you want to do is there. So whether it's an art exhibit, it's karaoke, it's mule days, it's whatever, they're all in the same place. And then you can just go find out what you need to know from that information there. So it looks like doors open at 6 p.m. for Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And the show starts at 7, $15, like I said. And it will be at the Elks Lodge in Bishop. So for more information about that, you can, go to the events page on Eastern Sierra Now. But the phone number would be 760-920-9100. And from what I remember, it got rave reviews on the play. So that's why they're probably doing the encore here. So sounds like something worth checking out. And it looks like it's probably open by now. An overturned trailer blocked southbound State Route 14 by Bacchus Road to Don Road in eastern Kern County due to a traffic incident involving an overturned big rig. I think it should be back up and running by now. If it's not, write in and let me know. But I think everything is good there. They got that handled. It looks like nobody was hurt. So that's good news. So, last but not least here, let's talk about the Eastern Sierra Land Trust and Master Gardeners presents the Pollinator Garden Inspiration Tour. The ESLT and the UC Master's Gardener of Inyo and Mono County will have a Pollinator Garden Inspiration Tour June 11th. Join the tour to get exclusive access to beautiful pollinator-friendly gardens and the chance to ask the gardeners all your questions about gardening with native plants. The tour will start in Bishop Community Garden in Bishop City Park between 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. The tour will run until 12 p.m. and then everyone is invited to enjoy refreshments in ESLT's Demonstration Pollinator Garden from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, you can write Claire, which is C-L-A-I-R-E, at ESLT.org, or go to ESLT.org/events. That should be pretty cool. Those of you that don't know, I'm a master gardener. I'm not part of the group. I just am a master gardener. I'm the bomb at it. I've got a pretty sick garden, I'm not going to lie. So, where are we at on house chores here? We have 928 subscribers, so if you haven't subscribed to our email, shame on you, you need to do that. So go to easternsierranow.com, right-hand side, says follow, type in your email, hit subscribe, boom, you're in. Now, whenever story posts, you're going to get access to it. That's the easiest way to follow us. We're trying to get to 1,000 here, so we only have a few more to go, so if you haven't done it, please head over there and do that. That would be a huge favor for us. If you're interested in becoming a patron to help support local news financially, reach over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or just see the button on our homepage. And from there, you can choose one of the many attractive tiers. Could be $5, could be $500, whichever you like, that you feel you could donate each month to help support local news, because this is a business and it does need money to keep us going. We have two people that we both need to survive doing this job. And I'll tell you, it's a 70-hour-a-week job. I'm not messing. I don't stop. I'm exhausted. So money would help that a lot, because I could get more people helping us. So if you want to see this grow and you want to see more quality stuff coming out of us, and we're going to keep going at the same pace we are, which is already blowing everybody else out of the water from what I understand, and that's great, but We can get more if we had more help, and that requires money. So that's how we do that. Speaking of, if you'd like to be an advertiser on here, reach us at info@easternsierranow.com, or you can go to First Stop Advertising, which is a link on our homepage. From there, all the information you need to send us in and get us going would be great. Yeah, we have competitive wages with everybody else, not wages, prices with everybody else, and we are pushing out everywhere, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of our podcasts, everywhere. And now the app. It's still in Apple's hands, ladies and gentlemen. I reached out to our IT guy, Johnny, today, and he said that he has not heard from them, but he sent in a request asking. So it's up to Apple. I have it on my phone, and it's great. So I'm pretty sure it's just that they probably have a backlog of things to go through. So as soon as they get there, that is out. That will change everything, I promise you. I know I've said that 50 times, but I meant it 50 times. So that is going to be about it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. I think we'll just cut to our advertisers here and then be done for the day. All right. Thank you all.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.